You only needed them once, and they would have a roof over your head and someone to advise you. I said, what a great idea. And then I quit my job and became a bum and promptly forgot all about it.
So, Ray, when Tom had this idea of a do-it-yourself garage, did you like the idea? Were you involved with cars already?
I did. I was involved with cars.
Oh, he was a boy genius when it came to cars. My brother won the science fair with an invention for a new kind of engine, which is yet to be made until recently. I think maybe people have been thinking about it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, this kid was like 8 years old, and he developed a concept for a combination one-cycle, two-cycle, four-cycle, eight-cycle engine. I don't even know what it was.
It was brilliant.
It was brilliant. So, yeah, I mean, he was into it. By the way, Terry, we should tell you that we have made a concerted effort. We are making a concerted effort to not rant and rave.
that's what you do in your book, yes.
You're such a calm person that we have purposely lowered the lights in the studio so that it will tone us down. And you may have noticed that we're even speaking a little bit more quietly.
And we haven't drunk any coffee at all today.
So if I do lose it once in a while, feel free to just remind me.
So you're trying to make that transition from the car talk vibe to the fresh air vibe.
To the fresh, exactly. Right. I'm trying to honor the respect that you deserve.
That's right. There you go. Now, when you started the do-it-yourself garage, it seems to me the time must have really been right for that, because, for example, like in 1970, I think you started the garage in 73, and around 1970, I was tuning up my own car. I mean, that's how much people were into do-it-yourself mechanics. That short-lived period in my life.
It was really an idea whose time had come, and it was...
Unfortunately, it didn't stay.
It was one of those things that you couldn't make any money at it. And, you know, it was a great concept. And we have never had as many laughs as we had the year that we opened that garage. I don't think I've ever had as many laughs as I had.
No, we had
year.
A rollicking good
we
time.
Had
what
a
kind of laughs?
Belly laughs, because we attracted every kind of inept weirdo that the city of Cambridge and the surrounding towns had to offer.
Yeah, and there was no shortage.
There was no shortage, and I was amazed to find out how many wackos inhabited our fair city. And those who came in, who thought they knew what they were doing and didn't, really expected us to do the work for them for $2.50 an hour or whatever we were charging them. And we soon realized that we were doing all the work for everybody, running around like nuts, doing everyone's work while they were standing there paying $2.50 an hour, having professionals work on their cars. It even got so bad
watching
that we had to hire extra people to help out. And while we did make some money during the days before every major holiday, it was pretty much a bust.
Yeah.
And then we hadn't figured out that the good people of Cambridge were going to steal our tools and then all that. So,
oh, did they do that?
Well, yeah. But what really drove us out of business was the fact that in 1973, fixing one's own car was within the grasp of the average person. But as emission controls came into being and cars got more complicated, it soon disappeared. That ability soon disappeared. And we found that the business diminished considerably. And people in the Cambridge who had the time, because they were unemployed bums like my brother, to work on their own cars, went out and got jobs and bought newer cars and fortunately, you know, took them to us to get them serviced.
But it's interesting how much fun the bums could be. I mean, these were complete wackos, weirdos, as my brother said. He's absolutely right. But man, were they fun. And they weren't worried. You know, when the guy jacked up his Lincoln Town car and drove the floor jack through his oil pan, did he cry? I said, oh. I mean, people could take a joke. And people were not as uptight as they are now. You know, it was only a car.
Well, and you know what contributed to it, too, that those people who were working on their cars weren't pressed for time. If they were, they wouldn't have time to work on their own cars.
Of course.
And what makes us frantic these days and unwilling to laugh at something that should be funny is that we're all so